Yo, what it do, what the business is.
It is another week in the books with the On Deck TV show. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your man, Animal Brown, a.k.a. OVOAB. Oh, let's go.
Not after the day.
Let's go.
I can't believe that bird. I can't believe that jersey not burning in the streets. Like, you didn't light it on fire?
I burnt Kendrick's album. Oh. That's what I burnt in the street.
That's impossible.
All my TDE merch. It's a wrap.
It's two different worlds. I realize we live in two different universes. Just from you.
Reality.
And text that I've been getting. There's OVO land and there's the real world.
There's reality and there's the internet.
Y'all niggas is it. What's that place that Michael Jackson had?
Oh,
y'all are there. That's where y'all is. That's where y'all is.
Of course, man. It's On Deck TV show. Action packed. Episode, y'all already know this was probably the most eventful weekend of all time
in hip-hop history.
This
was so eventful we had to come to the studio.
Absolutely, man. So make sure you check this out on YouTube, man. If you normally listen in, salute to you if you normally listen in,
but absolutely
check it out on YouTube as well, man. We had to come in studio live.
Yeah, we had to talk about this live. It couldn't be no lag time.
No,
it couldn't be no internet failures.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't none of that. Like, we needed it right here, live time reaction.
Absolutely, man. Coming up on the show, of course, y'all know we're going to dive deep into the joints that came out over the weekend. T-Pain also recalls that there were different versions of Kanye's Good Life. We're going to see if we got the right one. Megan Thee Stallion started a new freestyle series. And guess who's reuniting at Essence Fest? We'll tell you in a second. But first, before we start anything, and we're podcasting, so we'd be remiss if we didn't mention this. Rest in peace to Dallas Penn.
The legend.
One of the pioneers in this hip hop podcast space, along with Combat Jack. It's crazy that they both not here. Mm. I didn't get any details around his passing.
I don't know what happened either.
Yeah, so I don't know the details, but man, that's a tragic loss.
Yeah, one of the first voices that I remember hearing and being like, okay, I fuck with this, and getting us into podcasts.
Facts.
I think to speak for you, but yeah, this shit was R.I.P. Dallas Penn, man.
That's two of the three. I think, what's my boy Pete still here?
Is he?
Yeah. Ah, man. Come on.
No. I ain't heard from him in so long.
Premium Pete been low.
Yeah, he been super low. He was pushing for a minute. Tough. He had like several podcasts. He was like a real deal personality. Now Pete out of here.
Yeah. But now it's real talk though. Condolences to the friends, family, and fans of Dallas Penn for sure.
Yes.
But let's get to it, man.
Let's do it.
The first of many drops over the weekend, Friday, May 3rd. Kendrick doubles back. Because he already had Euphoria. We talked about that last week. Mm-hmm. He didn't wait for Drake to put nothing out. He comes back out with 616 in LA, his own timestamp joint.
We on head tops.
What was your reaction to that song, the timing of it, et cetera? Were you surprised? Did you like the song? Talk to him.
616 in LA drops. This was what, Friday night?
Yeah.
Right? Friday night, the games was on. You listening, and then you get the text, boom. New Kendrick is out.
Yep.
I immediately mute the basketball, go to 616 in LA. This was more Kendricky than the rest of the joint. So you're like, okay, now he's getting a little groove, he's getting in his lane. 616 in LA. I'm digging this.
Yep.
First part of it wasn't necessarily anything spectacular, but when he got into it at the end.
Yeah.
When he started dancing on your boy head,
stop.
Then it got different. It was like, oh, okay, shit. Stop. This may be too much for Drake. Too much may be going on, because not only were we waiting on you, we didn't back-to-back you. We didn't pull the U on you. So, but from there, I did finish listening to 616 in LA, and I'll let you give your thoughts, and we can go over some lyrics. But I did finish it wondering, all right, like, is Drake up to this? Not in the sense of a skill point, because I don't want to be disrespectful. I know
it's
the boy. Yes. However, I know that he can't, like, at the clip that Kendrick was coming at, what he was about to be talking about, it sounded like it was like just, it was a warning shot and a jab. Like, bro, please, you don't want this smoke. Like, he was letting your boy, he gave your man's one final warning. Before your life is over, bro, before it's over, I'm gonna give you one more warning, and that's what this was.
Yeah, the song itself is cool. It's got that, I forget, what is that, Al Green? I think that's an Al Green sample. The beat is dope.
I think that's an Al Green sample. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's insane.
I listened to it one time. I was good. So y'all gonna have to remind me
how it sounds.
Y'all gotta remind me how it sounds. Oh, but no, he did his thing, and this is the one where he alluded to there being moles in Drake's camp. So that was really the only takeaway from that. I'm gonna be honest, it's one of my least favorite of the releases, mainly because the same day something else came out, and then the same weekend two or three more came out, so it kind of got pushed under the radar, and it wasn't as scathing or as salacious as the other ones that came out, so it wasn't as memorable. I would never sit here and say it was bad or it was trash. I don't think no songs that got put out were trash, okay. Not including Rick Ross, J. Cole, or Kanye. Not including them. Kendrick and Drake all dropped quality material, in my opinion. But this one is a little bit more or less on the scale. It just wasn't memorable. That's all. It wasn't bad at all. That's cap if anybody's saying that. But it just wasn't memorable. The other ones were. He dropped the other ones that had me think. Euphoria came. See, this came after Euphoria. Euphoria is frying this.
Euphoria is better than this.
Yeah, easy. And so.
But this was, again, was like, you know.
I can do the double up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I can do the double up. Like, it don't take me 30 days to record like they're trying to say that it do. I'm here.
What happened next after that, then?
Okay, next.
Same day. I think 6:16 in L.A. came out in the morning, though, because Drake's, the family members, Family Matters came out same day, came out at night.
Okay, yeah. So
that's what it was. Yeah. It came out in the morning.
All right, so, yeah, the Family Matters comes out later that night.
Yeah.
Dropped on YouTube.
So we knew it was official.
Yeah, it came out on his page. So one no more the fumbling, the rollout, like what happened before with push-ups. But so we knew Drake was standing on it. But by this time, he had to, right?
It's facts.
Right. So when you seen the alert for Family Matters, did you go outside and dance? Like, did you do a rain dance? Like, how happy were you?
No, I checked it out, and I watched the video at the same time. I thought it was interesting that he dropped the video with it. And I thought it was smart that he dropped that lyric video with it, because it just makes shit hit home a little bit harder. It's like having the captions on.
Facts.
I was like, okay, that was pretty smart. He had the minivan or a minivan that he crushed in there. And then they were eating at the Chinese spot that Kendrick had just shouted out.
Yes,
he had the Pharrell chains. So the video was kind of funny to me.
It was hard.
Yeah. That shit was funny.
It was Drake being Drake.
He was trolling. Mm-hmm. The song, that was the best song out of the whole beef. That's the best song. And
I don't agree with that.
No, it's the best song. It's between that and Euphoria. And they're similar types of songs.
Yeah.
They both got three beat changes. But I think Drake's was more unique because the three types of beats were completely different from each other. The first part is arguably the catchiest. The drop, all that's catchy as fuck.
Stop. And we ain't got to the one that's more catchy than that yet. But
maybe.
Stop
it. I'm saying the catchiest part of this song.
Okay, gotcha.
He was snapping on that. But the drill part in the middle, when he got in pocket, man, he was in pocket on that.
He was rapping.
And he killed ASAP Rocky, though.
He did.
He washed ASAP Rocky, dude. So that's the thing. And then the last part I thought was dope because the little cadence he used, the little singing thing, that shit was funny. There's some really funny lines in that. So to me, it was the best song because it gave me humor. It gave me some spicy shit when he talked about the domestic shit. It gave me witty bars. I thought it gave me different types of production, three different completely different styles. That's why I say I liked it. And he's battling multiple people at once. I think people are sleeping on that fact that he's battling six people at once, give or take. And he did it on that one song.
He got six different personalities and accents for him, so he may as well be able to do it. I'll start there, what you said, and I think is what I took away from this. It is a good song. Family Matters was banging, the different flows. The video was cute with the little van. All of that was cute. That was really cute. And I remember initially thinking, other than, okay, Drake, he might be ready to play. He came to fight, too.
Yeah.
I remember I felt like he still focused on them other niggas, though.
He was. Yeah, he gave them a lot of opportunity on them.
I said that in the very beginning when this started. Rick Ross is going to get in the way. Future's going to get in the way. And not in the sense like Future. I know he's very capable of, you know, being a vital opponent, but
sure.
This ain't about you right now.
No,
is about me and Kendrick. And I feel like that this was kind of older. He probably wrote this in the beginning and then added that last part later.
Yeah. Because it's at the end of the what's the name?
It's at the end of the what's
the push-up.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's there. It's been out. And you could tell like he was still having a focus on those other dudes. Agreed. And this is before Kendrick dropped 616 and LA had doubled up.
That's true.
I feel like if Drake known he had doubled up, he would have scratched the song. Well, excuse me, if he knew he or thought he was going to double up. He thought probably there's no way in the hell that he's going to double up.
That's true. He probably
and then that probably rushed the hand on Family Matters, the double up. Like, he might have worked on it some more, added more to it, whatever it may have been. But I do think, one, that he was focused on too many people, and two, he wasn't expecting the double up, and you can tell. However, like you said, to the bars, he did rip it. He got off. I wasn't mad at it at all as far as his response to Kendrick. But I still, that Jada Kiss meme, it's good, but it's not enough.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
It was not enough. I that you knew.
Giving the car test, that shit slap.
That's, yeah, you're absolutely right. But as a as hip-hop fans,
for sure,
you know you're dealing with the quote-unquote boogeyman. You know he's thrown the jab already. And I'm thinking, like, well, this sounds like Drake thinks that this Family Matters will be it and it'll be over. And he even said it in the song, I can go on vacation and I'm going to be good. He said that.
That's true.
No, AB. What happens next? What happens next?
Minutes after this comes out, it's probably the biggest plot twist in hip-hop history.
Facts.
Besides 21 Savage being from UK, because that's right up there, nigga. Them neck, that's neck and neck. Didn't nobody see that coming.
That is true.
But Kendrick drops Meet the Grams right off of the heels of Family Matters. This had me thinking this shit was plotted out. I'm like, man, hold on.
Everything step by step.
Like, come on, man. I just feel like some WWE
it
shit.
It adds to the mold thing, though.
It does. That's true. You know it adds to the mold thing.
It adds to the mold thing.
That's true. What did you think of the strategy behind dropping again so soon and then the song itself?
Shit just got real, man. Mm. And these are, as you said, plot twists. These are tactics. This is the shit that Drake is usually on the offensive for. Like, Drake ain't usually having to defend, like, I'm dropping on top of a nigga, like, rebuttal that nigga's been waiting on. So now we 20, 30 minutes into Family Matters and Meet the Grams come out. And this is the Kendrick that people, this is the boogeyman Kendrick. This is the one, this is the motherfucker that, like, when you talking about scared of and control verses and shit like this that you don't want to get into it with, this was that. This was that.
This was Casper Friendly Ghost.
No. This was me, nigga. I'm talking to your dad for not wearing a condom. I'm talking to your mom for fucking a nigga like that. I'm talking to your, I wrote a whole letter to your son. And I was like, I'm sorry, your daddy, a bitch ass nigga. Like, dude got to hit it someday, bro. Like, Adonis is going to grow up. Like, please do, like, Adonis, if you listening, man, don't ever listen to the story of Adonon and this back to back. Like, on your worst day, bro, do not do that. But this was the boogeyman. This was the, oh, man. And I ain't going to lie, when I was listening to this, I was like, okay, yeah, this is over. Not even in the sense of, okay, we're having fun here. Like, not even in the sense of, what am I trying to say? Not in the sense of he was outmatched at this point, but more in the sense of Drake not going this way.
Gotcha. He's taking it there.
Like, yeah, like, he going all the way here. Like, nigga, I do not fuck with you.
He going over the top.
I do not like you, nigga. That nigga said you should be dead or some crazy shit like that. Yeah, he throwing the Epstein shit on him. Like, yeah, nigga. Yeah.
That was nasty.
All of that was disgusting, but hey, we in war. All is fair in love and war, bro. All is fair in love and war, and it ain't nothing that ain't already out here already.
Yes, it. Where is the Epstein charges?
I mean, it's Drake. What are we talking about, bro? Look it up. It's a whole tweet, thread about it. Yes, it is, man. I just sent it to you. But yeah, all Kendrick was saying was shit that was already floating around.
Man, get the fuck
it. That's all he was doing. And he was acting like he had a mole with the fucking.
With the glove covers. And the,
yeah, that I really didn't get that. That really didn't hit that hard for
me. People was trying to make that sum.
Yeah, that was nothing to me. But yeah.
He didn't even get to use it for the actual it's on streaming sites. He had to black that out.
I had to black it out. I don't know what none of that was about. But just all of the stuff, man, some of the best bars as far as this shit was in this song. This was the one to Meet the Grams. And I remember listening to this and was like, damn. Like, this even ain't even one you got to keep running back either. Yeah, this is one, like, where you felt like, oh, okay, this is going to get close to the end.
Here's the reason you don't run it back, Nick, because it was mid. That's the reason you don't want to run it back.
That's insane.
Like, he was rap. Like, Kendrick can rap. Mm-hmm. You'll never hear me get on here like, he wasn't talking about nothing. Obviously, he was spitting. There's no question. But the song was too long, number one. And then you dedicated a whole verse to an imaginary daughter. Bro, that is...
y'all in this daughter shit, man. Who cares about that?
No, I ain't like that angle. I ain't gonna lie. I thought the angle was lame because, one, Pusha T's already done the you're hiding a child thing.
Boy, you know how crazy it would have been to be hiding two children?
Yeah, but it's not, though. That's what I'm saying. But how gave crazy? Her age and everything.
He didn't give her an age. That shit, Drake claimed that shit came from him.
Yeah, he may have. Hmm. So then he even worse, he fell for the dummy shit. Like, that, no, to please. Me, making up a whole story, I thought this was supposed to be like, I get the jokes and the exaggerations, and I know people embellish. I get that part. Man, you can't, are we making up whole shit, dude? And you putting the Epstein, Weinstein charges? Like, what are you doing, Kendrick, dude? All this goddamn dry snitching, dude.
Drake made fuck? Up him beating his wife, bro.
No, he got asked about that before. Oh, see, that's the thing. You got to do your homework.
He got asked about that. What does that mean? What does that even mean?
Those allegations have been out here. That's what I'm saying. He got asked about the Breakfast Club.
Where?
On Breakfast Club. When he was promoting to Pimp Butterfly.
And where, I don't know what happened. Like,
something in Vegas. They said he, because Angela, you asked him. I had never seen this. I'm not going to act like I remember the interview. Because people, you know how motherfuckers do. People posted it, and I was like, oh, shit, I did not remember that. He had the little eye hat on, and he was promoting to Pimp a Butterfly. And she asked him, hey, what's up with the incident? They say you and a female, you put your hands on a female in Vegas. And a dude.
And that was his wife?
She didn't say wife, though. But he's not married. One, he wasn't married then. And two, he's not married now. Yeah. But she said a female. She didn't say who. And we didn't see what this gal looked like until years later.
And the Dave Free shit then. Where's your proof?
He was trolling.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So why Kendrick can't be trolling?
That's not getting him putting...
That's the double standard Drake fans is living. Oh, we need proof. Oh, he was just trolling. We need proof. Oh, he was just trolling. Like, it can't be both of them.
You can't put the Jared from Subway jacket on me, dude. Like, what are you doing? Can't do that, dude.
Okay, just like you said with the Breakfast Club shit, there's inappropriate shit out there about your mans, like, everywhere.
Not really, though.
Yeah. Like, not really. Bro, texting that little girl from Stranger Things?
So, she famous. What are you talking about? Texting her what, nigga?
Period. Nigga, texting her at all. Nigga, that's the problem. What are you talking about, nigga? You serious?
And nigga act like he's sexting her, dude. What are you talking about?
He was trying to. That was the
nigga say, yo, I fuck with the season. Yo, the season was amazing. Yeah,
man, you a grown man. You reaching out to an 11-year-old telling you fuck with the season, bro? Come on, bro.
At least 11 years old.
Secondly, it was the other little young chick, too.
Man, they all said it wasn't no inappropriate shit, though.
Of course they just reached. And what about Lotto's sister?
She not young.
She's 21.
My point exactly. Nigga, what are you talking about?
She's not young.
Shit.
We just gave Andre, your girl for having a child with the basketball player shit for this. She the same age as fucking Drake.
I mean, that's because she got a son the same age as that nigga. That's weird.
Whatever.
That's weird as hell. Again, if Drake had a daughter that was the same age as Lotto's sister, that would be weird. I'm not going to lie.
He probably does. We just don't know about her. Nigga,
that's coming next,
dude. We found out that nigga got a thought model daughter. Nigga, it's an IG model.
Nigga have a college student daughter, nigga, next in the next Kendrick Lamar. Y'all stay tuned. I don't like I ain't like the reaching. I thought that shit was lame.
But Drake reached the same, though. That's not all I'm saying.
Not the same. I bro.
Like you just said, like this man accusing him of beating his fiance. Hey, he's saying that his manager had a baby by his wife. Hey. Like, what are we talking about?
Hey, man.
Like, all of the stuff that we talking about with Drake is out there. Nigga, we know you be having the freak offs at your crib, bro. The only reason I have a crib like that, nigga, have you seen that nigga house? You mean to tell me he don't have freak offs in there? Come on,
hey, that
bro.
Nigga said if you put your hands on your wife, it's a self-defense because she's bigger than you. That shit was so fucking funny, dude.
That was funny. Drake is still a funny guy.
He had some funny ass. That nigga said his back was against the curb.
I ain't hear that one. That's funny.
I said, dude.
That's funny that little motherfucker, too.
You know how short you gotta be? Nah, we grew up in Living Color days. So like the jokes and the roasting, I'm here for all of that. The reaching, like it's corny. Because if Drake did that, it would be corny. You can't pull to you hiding a child.
He did that in Family Matters, though. That was the thing. He did that.
At least it was original.
The child shit comes up when you do. Like he the one claim he floating that shit out there, bro. You did that.
I don't know if he. I don't know.
He did.
Then Kendrick a duck for falling for it, then, bro. You got to take points away.
But like he said, I'm boring. I don't do this shit that y'all niggas do. I don't fish for fucking information. I'm a boring nigga, bro. I'm just here to rap. Like, yeah, of course you sold me bad information. This is my first time doing this. You do this every other year, Drake. Like, yeah, nigga, I'm not experienced like you. Maybe I got fooled on the daughter shit. So what? It wasn't true. I think one of the more important things, because we got to hit
one
not
more.
Like us, yeah. Right. the morning. What was the next morning?
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah, you out Sunday morning, and you get probably the most shock that I've. A lot of that stuff was shocking, but one of the more shocking things as well.
Saturday, my bad.
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
In addition to being shocked by the lyrics, in addition to being shocked by the I'm dropping on top of your head, was one, this one coming out, and two,
facts,
hearing Mustard on the V-Ho. I was like, man, whoa, where he been wait, at? What?
Yeah.
Like, I was shocked that the Mustard was putting himself in this. I don't know if he don't like Drake or whatever it may be, but yeah, one, where's he been? I think he's been over on the pop side making money. But one of them is like, damn, I ain't know Mustard would get down like this. And it looks like a lot of this stuff, Cat Williams said on his special, it's hard to get in front of social media. And this song right here was somebody with Kendrick smartly. Oh, they saying you can't do the club shit. Let's make something for them to play outside. And who better to call than Mustard?
The facts.
And you hear this, AB, what are you thinking as a Drake fan?
I thought it was mid.
Oh, man, see, you just hate it. That's just hate.
Hey, boy, y'all are trying to make this a bop.
This is so the bop, hard. Nigga. This is the song of the summer, nigga. Man, nigga, see walking already to it. Nigga,
I heard it. First, I say what I liked. The beat and the hook are both on. The hook is catching, the beat is fire.
And the call and response. Don't act like the OV ho.
That was funny. Now, that was funny.
That's funny.
6ix9ine God was funny.
That's dude. And that you a freaky ass nigga. Stay your ass in the house. Man, all of that
shit is funny.
All of that's meme stuff.
Yes, I agree. All that is meme stuff. Was not meme stuff. Why did he triple down on the pedophile shit?
Bro,
you expect a nigga to, y'all gonna crip walk to the pedophile bars, dude?
Yes, nigga, absolutely.
No, you're not. I seen plenty of clips of this getting played and nobody was moving this shit because you scaring the hoes with the goddamn pedal talk,
dude. Oh, stop.
Dude. No. You scaring the hoes, bro.
The hoes are saying, OVO.
No, we're not getting to that part,
that's
dude.
That's where they are, dude.
Man, listen.
I mean.
I didn't like that part. I like the last verse. The last verse about him pillaging Atlanta and feeding off their talent. That was cold.
That's what I was going to get to.
He was spitting right there.
After I address what you just said, with the pedophile part.
That's just trash. That blew it, bro. That was cringe.
That's just as cringe as saying that a nigga with no evidence beats on his wife. If Drake made a club song talking
about beating on his wife, that would be weird. That's all I'm saying. I'd say the same thing.
Okay, to lead into your last point, I think it speaks more to, and here's the brilliant approach that I thought he took. With the Atlanta thing, and even in the Meet the Grams, where he says LeBron's name.
Yeah,
Steph. He says Steph's name.
Yeah.
So now this goes to what I've been talking about in a lot of my text chains and group chats. Like, oh, he hate this nigga. It ain't just, it's a rap battle. And like, oh, no, I hate this nigga, and I want to wipe him off the face of the earth in the sense of, I'm going to even tell other prestigious people, you should reconsider before you even take pictures with this nigga.
That shit was lame.
That
shit was so lame.
That you're saying that because you like him.
Nah, I like both of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Kendrick hates that nigga. So that's why he gonna say that. Like, you're saying that from a place of like, nah, come on, bro. That, think about if you know two niggas that hate each other, that's like, you sure to get some shit like that. Like, you may get some shit like that in the sense of, oh, I can't believe y'all even hanging with this nigga right here. And I think that that's where we were at with it. That's when I really realized that, he hates this nigga. And the approach that I think was brilliant, like I said, was putting that doubt in others' people's mind. And he did it with the LeBron. He did it with the Steph Curry, mentioning their names. And he did it with the Atlanta shit.
Yeah, because Atlanta
now, if you're an artist from Atlanta, it ain't, oh, shit, it go, Drake, what's up, my nigga? Let's do the song. It's, I'm not saying it's going to sway
nigga,
people.
Please.
I'm not saying it's going to sway people, but I am saying that there's going to be that moment of what Kendrick said in some people's head. It ain't gonna affect nobody major or anything of that nature, but you do have this out here now, and you have this position that's being able to be took by someone like Kendrick. Say, like, my nigga, all the voices and all the different things you're doing, you're just stealing from the culture, bro. You're stealing from the culture. I'm here to out you and kick your ass out of the culture. I'm the culture police, nigga.
You're the culture sheriff.
No,
you are the police, nigga. The
culture fans.
This nigga doing police work.
Oh,
and they talking about your house next to get raided like Puff? whoa, bro, what are you doing?
No, the freak offs going down at the embassy. Bro, you know the embassy had
they
a freak
got the
offs.
GPS thing on the crib on the little cover. Whoa, what are you doing? What did this turn into?
Hey, man, save the kids, man.
The fuck?
Save the kids, bro.
That'd be like a nigga snitching on. I seen the Weeknd shit got shot up. I did, but it ain't nothing. And that'd be like a nigga, nigga, you sit niggas to shoot up the dog. Like, whoa, kid, hey, bro, K-Dot, that's not what we're doing.
But you're saying it's not true, though, so why does it matter?
That's not what we're doing.
Ain't nobody going to jail, right?
This
is a legend.
Nah, that nigga got shot.
Nah, stop.
That happened.
That's what I'm saying. That happened for real. You claim it's fake, so it shouldn't be no problem. Hey, we're just joking around, right?
He's making it weird.
We're just joking around,
There's always the one nigga at the party that starts to make it weird and starts joking. Because he's crazy than everybody else.
That's what, oh, we're just joking, right?
And you don't get invited to the party after that shit. That's what I'm saying. So y'all niggas can go and ghost ride the whip to pedophile bars if y'all want to.
Pedophile bars.
Have fun with that.
Pedophile bar. That's crazy.
Shake your dreads, nigga, crip walk, get hyphy. Have fun, dude. And then y'all can go home and watch the goddamn Michael Jackson documentary or Nickelodeon shit, whatever y'all into. Yeah. I can't listen to it. Even though the beat was hard, the last verse was fire, and the hook was catchy.
You plan
but the shit in the middle blowing.
You plan on being in the house all summer if you can't listen to
it. Man, ain't nobody finna listen to that shit outside of Sacramento.
That's gonna be on outside.
Yes, in the Bay Area for sure.
No, absolutely.
Because they need an anthem.
In Atlanta, in Nashville, in Houston.
That was smart of him to drop it, though. Yeah, that was smart of him to drop it in the timing and the type of song it is. That was very smart. Not gonna lie, that was a very well played drop.
All right.
But so, it just ain't that good.
Let's do this. We're going to get to who we think won to be before that, but I want to know, if we can do it at the end, after this next question, we can do it now. What would you have done? Like, I'll take Kendrick's side. What would be your critique for Drake? What would have been your critique?
What could he have done better? Yeah. Are we going to talk about the last song he put out?
You want to do that first? And then
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
So he put out the Hard Part 6 Sunday to respond to the allegations. Because you can't just not say nothing.
Yeah. You want to force a nigga hand?
Yes.
Force a nigga hand.
Put one of three different jackets on him, and you're going to get a response out of a nigga, dude.
Facts.
So he dropped that. That was more of like a timestamp type song. He just called it the Hard Part 6, which is actually kind of, I did like the play on that.
Somebody said that. Look, shout out to Dan. I think Dan texted me and said he'd do that. And my guy.
I called that too.
You said that too.
Rich I ain't say it on record though. I said it to Bird. I'm hot about that because I had no more witnesses. But I said, yo, he needs to put out a, because I seen Joe Budden saying he needs to do a timestamp song.
Yeah.
And I said, so I'm talking to my nigga like, if he do that, he should call it the Hard Part 6. Because remember, we thought Kendrick was going to do a Hard Part 6.
Yeah.
But then I was like, yo, that'd be hard if Drake flipped it or whatever, and then he did that shit. But again, it was just me and my homie on the phone.
Yeah.
But I thought the song was cool. He sounds tired. Drake sounds tired. He sounds exhausted.
A monster.
No, I'm tired and exhausted too, because I ain't need these last two songs from either one of them. I was ready for it to be over with. I was so glad a particular project came out over the weekend so I could get a palate cleanse. We'll talk about that on my put on. But I was tired of the shit. I don't need three pedophile songs in a row, bro. It's OD. When people start regurgitating the same shit, it's going to get redundant.
Well, I'm trying to drive home a fact.
Yeah, but it still, it gets redundant. If you get, we're 10 songs into this beef if you include the Rick Ross and the J. Cole songs. That's 10 songs, dude.
We're not including those.
Okay, we shouldn't.
That's not included.
So we're 8 songs deep, bro. Yeah. I'm good, dude.
Are you counting like that?
No, that's not even count like
so
that.
So you can do 10 songs if you put first person. If you start at first person shooter and go to like that.
That's 10 songs, bro. That's it. I'm good. I get it. Y'all niggas is dope. Y'all both got good shit. Like, give me.
I want to go home.
Yeah, I want to go home, dude.
I want to go home, bro. Just take me home, bro.
That's it, bro. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm exhausted of this shit. I blame Cat Williams. He made all this shit happen by having the year that he had, or starting the year off the way he started it. So niggas been beefing ever since. But it is, I will say, it's the best shit that we've seen. But what did you think about the Hard Part 6, though, before I answer your question? Because I like that question.
The Hard Part 6, I thought the same thing that you did. It sounded like Drake was tired.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like he was over this. It sounded like, now, what I will say, listening to this, even him sounding tired.
He's spitting, though.
He's spitting. He was rapping on here. He was rapping on here. I'm not sure how much effect it had on the outcome for me.
That's fair.
But he was rapping, and he was on his bag with him. What I did take from it, he sounded tired. He sounded like he was done with this.
Yeah.
And I, like you, was in the same boat. I was like, okay, I've had enough.
Yeah, no, I'm satisfied. Dude.
Yeah, I'm good.
Cut the movie off, dude.
No more, bro.
Cut the movie off.
It was like the end of Fruitvale Station. Like, okay, cool.
Cool, credits, bro.
Yeah, roll the credits. I never need to see that again. I'm done. Just in the sense of, like you said, they start regurgitating the same things. I don't need to see it get any more personal.
I agree.
I'm not that guy. Like, people looking for salacious dirt and all. Cool. What's it going to come?
The chatty patty shit.
Yeah, I'm good, bro. Yeah, like, y'all can go back to y'all respective corners. This was, and I agree with you, we said this at the top, this reminded me of, like, when you see a big boxing match and them niggas was getting off. and at the end it go to the judges, and you can see whichever one, like either one of them could have won. Legit what happened. This felt like a heavyweight fight, real deal. This is one of the best things that's happened in hip-hop since I've been a part of, like, easily.
Yeah, for sure.
And I do, like you, think that it's over. I hope it is. I don't need any more. Yeah. Right. I don't. He said Kendrick got 10 of them in the clip. Please don't.
Yeah, we don't need that. Why? Please
don't. Like, niggas is going to be begging him to stop it if he got 10 in the clip. We pause on that, too. But, yeah, I agree. I thought after this one, it was a wrap, at least for Kendrick and Drake.
If I were to give Drake, if I were to critique Drake in this, I would probably have said he should. I would have told him to clean up the TaylorMade shit, the Pac vocal. Shout out to my guy Big Jeff. He hates that shit. I thought it was clever, but the Pac shit was a little offbeat.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been cleaned up and rolled out a little better. And then the push-up rollout was fumbled.
Mm.
The AI, we didn't know if it was him. We didn't know where it came from. It was, and then it came out like a week later. That rollout was fumbled. So he should have cleaned that up. And he probably, in hindsight, probably should have tried to. See, this is what I was going to do. I was going to get on here. This was before all this shit happened.
Mm.
I was going to give a prediction of what type of song Drake was going to make.
Mm.
I thought he was going to aim it at Whitney, and I thought he was going to do a singing, like, commercial song.
Mm.
That's what I thought he was going to do. Mm. I thought he was going to make, like, I thought he was going to do something like that, but it's going to be like Whitney.
Dang.
Like, I thought, that's what I thought he was going to pull, because I was like, yo, Drake the only nigga that can pull off the singing shit. Like, that's his cheat code. So, like, you might want to go there, and I thought that's where he was going. I was wrong, clearly, but... that would have been controversial, because that's not a rap beef thing.
Right, right.
But he's done the controversial rap beef thing with Back to Back, when niggas didn't expect, because he turned that into a single.
Right.
I think he could have pulled that off. I may have would have liked to see how that would have turned out. Because you do that, and it's the song, it's an actual song of the summer where hoes got dances to it and shit. That would have been crazy.
That would have. And it would have pissed Kendrick.
Man. Hey.
Man, that would have pissed
if him. He would have had a singing song, bro, with his gal in that shit.
Yeah, because I got to go home now. And I got to hear this shit over dinner.
Dog.
I got to hear this shit whenever we argue. Like, yeah, that
motherfuckers not going to know who he talking about. They're going to be singing Whitney, do you, or whatever it would have been, man. That would have
been crazy.
He would have been so hot. That would have been a major chess move, but it would have divided the community, because people would have been like, he not rapping, so they wouldn't have counted it.
Yeah.
But it would have been a bold risk. So those would be my couple of critiques.
That's what he would have did if he really hated Kendrick, too.
Agreed.
He don't really hate Kendrick, too. If he really hated Kendrick,
that's true.
He would have used his superpower and done it.
If he wanted to play dirty.
Because that's his superpower.
Facts. Absolutely. What you got for Kendrick?
My critique for Kendrick would have been, it's similar to what you're saying, but just in a different route. Kendrick should have used his superpower. I see why he went with the 11-year-old daughter and the pedophile shit,
God.
But that made it salacious. Like, you kind of getting in Drake lane.
Yeah.
If he had doubled down and really made this whole thing about, and I'm not saying that Drake is, but
the culture, like, vulture shit.
If he had a really dug in, yeah, like Kendrick's To Pimp a Butterfly, because I'm that nigga anyway. I've been doing this shit.
Yeah.
I represent the culture. If he had a really, like, put his foot in that, nigga, you a culture vulture, you do these different voices, you go to Houston, you go to Memphis, you go to the Bay, you go to all of these places, you steal their styles, nigga, you making money off Sexy Red and ran with that whole thing, like you out here in people deal and exploiting them. Like, if he had a really doubled down in some Kendrick shit,
the whole country would have been looking at him
different. Everybody would have had, at least, you ain't got to agree with him, but you'd have had to consider that and look at him different.
Yeah.
If he had a really got in that bag and not been on salacious shit, but I think he was trying to keep up with Drake. So that would have been my biggest critique. Like, really has just doubled down in the culture shit. And this might have ended differently and may have what we said could not happen as far as their reputations being damaged. I still don't think either one of their reputations has been damaged. Like, yeah, there's some wild shit was said, but we looking at it more like some wild shit was said. I seen one of the best tweets about this, and they was like, nigga, we don't know if it's true or not. West Side Gun said he cooked a brick in a fucking air fryer. We know that shit ain't true, nigga. Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that would be my biggest one for Kendrick. That would have been my critique. Just approach it from the culture standpoint. Leave that salacious shit out, and you would have had a lot more, like, weight to what you was doing.
That's why I can't listen to Meet the Grams. Like, you remember back in the day, niggas used to go to the grocery store,
mm-hmm,
And while you wait in line with your mama, the National Enquirer will be right there.
The UFO sighting.
Yeah, it'll be some Princess Di messing with fucking whoever the leading actor. What is, man, I want to hear that shit, dude.
What a Bigfoot spider. Yeah, it'd be some Bigfoot store.
Man, bro, I don't. That shit was too Wendy Williams-y, and I, bro, that shit is not interesting to me.
Yeah.
I just thought that the angle that Drake took about the domestic shit with the jokes were funnier. That's the only thing that I give Drake a little bit of edge, it because the jokes were funny. Mm. And then I didn't know that they're not together. See, that was the thing. We said, what does he have on Kendrick?
Are they not together?
No.
How you know that?
I feel like people done dug up shit. They done seen where he done like moved out the house, and that's why he live in New York now and all this type of shit. They ain't the custody battles, and
I believe you. I just didn't know that they were separated.
I ain't know that either until now. So
allegedly.
Allegedly. But that opened that door. I was like, oh shit. So there's a chink in the armor that we didn't know about. Cause that ain't that her on the cover? Morrell.
Yeah, that's her and the two kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he told him to smile, and he said, tell your kids to smile. And then he said, why your, I didn't know she was on Instagram, dude.
Yeah. Instagram.
Why is she trying, like she's trying to escape in her captions, dude. When you read her captions.
That was funny. That was probably the funniest line he had, nigga. Telling nigga your wife feel like she trapped trying to get away was crazy. That was crazy.
No, but I'll say this, though. Because I'm with you. I don't think there's a quote-unquote loser. Because I think if you're a fan of Drake, you're no longer, it's not like you walked away and it's down or sad. If you're a fan of Kendrick, you're not walking away like, man, my boy lost. I think this was about as even, because you could argue Drake has taken on more people. So that's impressive that he's fighting 5-6 niggas. But then Kendrick is also, we're seeing him like we've never seen him before getting this in the diss bag, and he going crazy. He ain't let up on no bars at all. I ran through a little bit with my gal the other night. Mm-hmm. Cause she was like, yo, where did this come from? And I was like, you know, I got happy as fuck, nigga. I'm on the Apple TV, YouTube, nigga. I'm breaking this shit down, nigga, like a professor, nigga. I'm hyped.
I had two of those phone calls.
Man. Bruh.
I guess it's my, what is it, brother and stepbrother. So for my sure. Mom's husband's son. He's like, he's like 50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He texted me. He was like, man, good morning. You're old people. Good morning. We ain't old, but
older than
us. He's like, good morning, man. How you doing all this, man? What's going on with all of this Drake and Kendrick stuff? Give me a call when you can.
Right, right.
And explain it to me. But and like you said, I like a kid in the candy store. Facts. Like, yeah, let me break this shit down. It all started when.
Right.
That's going to be our story when we old. I remember I was there for the Drake and Kendrick beef, nigga.
The Simpson meme, nigga. We used the old man on the hill, nigga. Let me explain. Let me tell you how it went down, dog.
But yeah, I could concede to that as a Kendrick fan. I would give him a slight edge, like you saying,
that's
Drake
fair.
Would give a slight edge. But I also could see what somebody could say, okay, it's a draw.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it feels like
it's a draw. Both men, y'all put your swords up, pause, and we can walk away.
Jesus.
Put your fist down. I'll say it that way. And we can walk away. I don't need to see any more from this. I enjoyed it. This was This was a moment in hip hop history,
and
this will never be duplicated.
Never
happen again.
Somebody will try. I've seen.
Nobody's
going
to be big enough. Yeah, I see him trying to beef with Ross now. Yeah, like, bro,
chill out.
Let me let y'all know right now, bro.
We don't need no more beef, bro.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
Ross game, y'all. We don't care. Bro.
Save it for 20. If you mad at a nigga, save it to 2025.
Yeah,
bro.
We do not care. And another reason I give you the tie, because again, when talking about being there, I was there when Pac this big.
Absolutely.
I remember how that sounded. I wasn't a big fan for a long time after hit him up. And I remember that. I remember, I've told the story, pulling up to your crib after buying this Steelmatic from Soundstream.
Yep.
And I remember hearing Ether sitting in your driveway for a minute like,
it's
over for my boy. God damn. I remember those things. I never felt that way really in this battle. Genuinely,
I said it to fuck with
people, fuck with you, with Drake fans, but I never genuinely felt it was over. Drake put up a hell of a fight. Kendrick put up a hell of a fight. So,
I genuinely feel like Not Like Us is not a bop.
That's crazy. that's just Drake. Drakeism right there.
But I will say, even when I had the laser pointer and the goddamn PowerPoint showing my guy how this shit started, even she was like, because she listened to all the songs, she was like, She was like, hey, and then like she's listening with like the lyrics up and everything. Like she's like, yo, these two, like they night, like these dudes are witty,
yes,
and they're very creative. She's like really kind of seeing it because she really don't listen to them like mm-hmm. that,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But with lyrics up and all, it's all on the Shade Room and shit. Yeah. So she all into it. She like, yo, these motherfuckers, like, and I'm breaking down like what shit mean because she don't know who people are. And she's like, oh shit, even like the one of the funniest lines, dude. At least from Drake's side, one of the funniest lines where he was like, can I talk to your uncle? No, he said, where your uncle at? I need to talk to the man in the house.
What are you talking about, the trans? That's crazy.
That shit was too funny. The way he said it was funny. So look, she didn't know what any of that meant. At first, she was like, what are you talking about? So that's that. So that was good, man. It's a good, a lot of people, a lot of outsiders, well, not outsiders, but casual fans are kind of more into it. It's bringing everybody in. And so it's cool. It's a moment for sure.
It was like, and I think it goes to the tiredness of it. Like, I'm getting alerts. You getting alerts from like People Magazine. Like, if you have alerts on your phone, said like Time Magazine breaking down the beef versus Drake. Yeah. This shit was everywhere, like you said. Nigga, my mama asked me about it. So it's,
that shit nuts, man. One last thing on it, real quick. Metro Boomin jumps in last minute and produces the first ever diss beat. BBL Drizzy.
That's crazy.
He's got a challenge out there for anyone that wants to jump on it. You get a free beat if you have the best verse. Was this lame or was this pretty creative on Metro's part?
Metro fighting back, man. I ain't mad at it, man. You ain't finna hire no drum niggas to come play in front of Magic City on me. Like, you ain't just finna flex on me like I'm a little nigga.
Yeah, he been shaking on Metro. And tell
me that nigga shut up and play the drum. You got me fucked up. I'm Metro. If you can keep going. Metro can keep going. He can drop a beat back until, like, because he got disrespected and he shouldn't have, man. That beat, like that is banging. He's been in his bag this whole year.
This beat was hard.
I thought this, I was going, I was, hard as fuck. Walking right on my point. I thought this was corny until I just pulled up at the studio and I finally listened to the beat. I ain't never listened to the beat before we got here though. I said, let me hear this. And then I'm like, oh no, this banging though. Like, he ain't even bullshitting on like just handing a free beat out. And he got the contest. I think the top person get $10,000.
Oh, word. Yeah,
he got a contest going now. The top person is going to get 10 grand and the second person is going to get something else. But yes, I think this is clever. Yeah, great move by him, man.
It is, because he's been getting, but they had a little back and forth before this all jumped off. So it's not as like it's out of nowhere. But between the Metro show, shut your whole ass up and make some drunk. But what makes that line even funny is he cut the beat out. So there was no
doing. That's all you heard.
That's all you heard.
That's what people be saying in the club now. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga.
Did you see somebody in the club? He was performing. Uh-huh. He was DJing and somebody said that. Nigga, they waited till it was quiet. Nigga, they said, Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums. He said, I heard that.
Hey, that's funny. Funny in the month.
And then he dog walked him again on that Family Matter, dude. Leland Wayne, you fucking lame. That was all him.
Oh, that's what we was talking about. Yeah. I missed that.
That's Metro. That's so he has like he's within his right. He made a diss beat. That shit fire. Be hard as hell. The little sample chopped up was hard. So nah, it ain't lame. He gotta get something in, man. He can't just sit and just keeps getting smacked around.
Yeah, you gotta get something. Like Denzel, I gotta leave it with something. I gotta leave it with something. Y'all need to just wanna have me.
He said he taking credit bringing hip hop, bringing this shit back like that though. He a part of it.
I give him that. Yeah, I will actually give him that because
they like that beat.
I was gonna say the like that beat is the energy that got this shit going. Like that beat, and you're like, nigga was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then Kendrick coming doing what he did. If it hadn't been like that, Drake might have not never had to respond to that shit.
That's true.
To be honest with you, it was the fact that it was that beat and it was number one for 3 fucking weeks in a row. All right, next, man, T-Pain, your mans. He said there are different versions of Kanye's Good Life. One has John Legend. One has Marsha Ambrosia.
Mm.
Did we get the right version, AB?
We did. This one, T-Pain, was on fire.
Yeah.
Even though listen, if I need a B-side, if I rap and I got a fire-ass B-side and I need somebody to sing the hook, I'm calling John Legend first and foremost.
Mm.
CeeLo second.
Over Marsha Ambrosia?
That's what I said, male.
Okay, gotcha.
If I need to call a female, I'm calling Marsha Ambrosius first.
Yes, that's facts.
Clearly. Now, if I need a single, I'm going Chris Brown, T-Pain, you know, all them, Akon, whatever, all them niggas. But John Legend and Marsha Ambrosius are my favorites when it comes to this rap shit. They don't miss on them hooks.
Facts.
But this is a big single. I don't know if it would have had the same effect. They dope. They sound good. I think they got the right person with T-Pain. He got the big stadium arena sound. So it worked. I would really be interested to see how they came out though.
Mm. I think we got the right version. Like you said, T-Pain was on fire,
yeah, was
right?
Good.
He couldn't do no wrong. And I mean, I couldn't think of it any other way now that I've heard it that way. Like I can picture Marshawn Brosnan and John Legend, but I can't hear it it being better than what we have. But yeah, Marsha Ambrosia, bro, she got some of my favorite hooks ever. That Floyd, she first album is a damn near classic.
Yep.
John Legend first album is a classic. But yeah, I would like to hear those versions, but I think T-Pain being on the original, that was the correct version.
Yeah, he did what he was supposed to do. Real quick before we move on, let me get back to the beef real quick. I want everybody that's coming, that's listening, to let us know who won and why you thought it was Drake. That's number one. Let us know y'all favorite three songs from the beef. I just wanted to say that. So y'all got to comment, let us know why Drake won. And maybe, but real talk though, you know, I was talking to my nigga Bird about this.
Yeah. Shout out Bird, man.
That's my guy. And he's a Drake fan. I'll put it out there. He's a Drake fan. He fucks with both of them, but he leans more Drake. And he was like, and he kind of seemed to talk on the internet because the Twitter, social media was killing me over the weekend. Like
they should be. They should have been.
No, they're doing way too much. Way too much slurping.
That show you how many people don't like Drake.
Huh?
That show you how many people don't like
Drake. So the question is why? That's the question. And I felt like he called it the Michael Jordan syndrome. He was saying that
people don't hate.
Well, no, but for the example of when AI crossed up Jordan, right? It was a really big deal. He had crossed up 1,000 niggas that season. He almost got a shot blocked still. Because Jordan recovered like a motherfucker, but it was a big deal because of who it was. He was Jordan at the time. Jordan also had 36 that game and won. Nobody talks about that. They just care about the crossover, dude. It was cute. It's a big deal. It has the same effect.
No, because Drake ain't Jordan, bro.
What?
That's bullshit.
Are you serious?
Yes. Like, Kendrick Lamar is just as big a star as Drake, bro. Stop it. We seen that with the fucking thing that we read. I think, what's the first? Good Kid, Mad City? It's been on the top 200 for longer than any album in the history of rap.
Ain't nobody listening to that shit right now.
Nobody's listening. It's been on the top 200 for 11 years. What a Drake album that done that. These are two titans together.
They're definitely two titans.
People just don't like how Drake acts, bro.
No, I think they're tired of him winning. They're tired of him winning, bro. There's fatigue with that. Look at a nigga like Tom Brady. You can't tell me people don't get tired of a nigga like Tom Brady or whoever.
You're a hero so long that you become the villain.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. So
I don't think this was the case with that.
No, but I think it is. People are looking for a reason not to like dude, and then he just comes with another song. It's like, fuck, we got to sing this shit again?
You think they're rooting against him?
I do. And look, though, take Tom Brady for an example real quick. He started to win, and you like, at first you respect it, or you like, it's like, damn, this nigga dominate, until he beats your team. Or until he wins again, and you like, now you're at the point where you're not even rooting for your team anymore. Your team not even in it. You just want somebody to beat this nigga, dude. You're like, can somebody please beat dude? You don't even care who it is. We've gotten to that point. He's been up since 09.
Yeah, but
it's a long 15 years, nigga, been up, dude.
He's taking L's though.
Yeah, for sure. He's not undefeated because Pusha T got him.
Yeah.
And then God's Plan came out right after that, bro. It's like 5 billion views on YouTube, dude.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there could be some sense to that as far as, people do want to see him. They do it to LeBron. They do it to Steph.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I can see that.
They do it to the Yankees, nigga, fucking whoever.
But that don't take away from Kendrick.
It does.
It don't. It don't take away from the opponent that had. Because it take a nigga like Kendrick didn't just beat him, though. He beat his ass.
Wow, get the fuck.
Like, it was like, man, y'all got to stop the fight, bro. Y'all got to stop the fight, man. Like, it was one point where you was concerned for your mans.
Not with that media takeout ass bars he was going with.
You was concerned for your mans at one point. You didn't know if you was ever going to hear him rap again, probably.
In any other form of life, if we turn on World Style right now, if that even still exists, and we see six niggas jump on one, and the one person stays on their feet, and they swinging back, and they connecting, look, man, and they walk away unscathed.
No,
we don't look at the six niggas and be like.
No one cares about them other niggas, though, bro. No, nobody was paying attention to that fight.
It's still 6-on-1.
He should have forgot about them niggas. We said that in the beginning, and now you can't use it as an excuse to say, oh, that's why I was even close, because I had to fight him.
That's
nigga.
Big, though. We
you
didn't ever
been
seen
paying
it.
No attention to them niggas. That's on you.
Yeah.
And it got something to do with it, too. Like, you that much, like, well, how everybody hates you, bro?
They tired of you winning.
Stop it.
Niggas hating.
You think Future give a fuck about Drake winning?
Yes.
Stop.
He wanted a new album with him. Man, why can't we do What a Time to Be Alive too, bro? Why do you have to go do Her Loss, man? Yeah, oh, man. Bro. Hey, Metro, let's talk about this nigga. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Shit lame.
You disrespecting the Pluto.
And I fuck with that album. That album banging.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, there's some sense to
it. I did the Kim to it. I just skimmed through it.
Oh, shut up.
You slide on that shit, Drake. Shit.
There is some sense to people wanting him to lose because he's been successful so long. But are you adding the other sauce to it? Well, you had to fight so many. And they're like, bro, no. Stop. Ain't giving you that. Shout out to Ross, man. Ross keeping it going, too.
He sound crazy. Ross, he need to sit down somewhere. Ross and Kanye need to sit down somewhere.
Kanye needs to sit down.
Kanye had no business jumping into this. Ross had no business.
That Vultures, did it come out? Or is it coming out? It didn't come out?
No. He did all that for nothing. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, get sit down. That shit was corny as fuck. Kanye, and that's my guy.
Crazy.
Next up, man. We teased this earlier about Essence Fest popping off July 4th in New Orleans. It's fitting because Birdman and Cash Money Records will be reuniting at Essence Fest. They have not confirmed who will be there, so we're going to speculate. Do you see all four Hot Boy members at Essence Fest?
Juvie, Wayne, Turk, and BG?
Yeah.
Did BG get out?
Yeah.
He got out of jail?
I mean, he didn't go back in.
From the set, you remember he got caught up?
He didn't go back in.
Oh, okay. I thought they violated him.
Oh, I hope not.
What
are the chances? Let me say that. And Manny. Throw Manny in there, too.
I know him and Manny just got back together as far as they reconnected and baby, but I would say about a 35% chance.
Damn.
And the thing is that the most likely, I think it'll be Wayne that don't show up. I think he's a nigga that's like, man, I ain't fucking with none of that.
If it's one person that doesn't show up, it's absolutely
I think it's Wayne. Like, I'm not sure who, I don't know how him and Birdman are right now from a relationship standpoint, but I just don't, I'm thinking Wayne looking at it like, I don't really, like, it was cool. I ain't showing up for none of these niggas. Fuck these niggas. Like, I've had my beefs with all of them, and all of them been talking slick greasy within the last 5 years. Yeah. Like, nah, I'm not. Fuck y'all. I'm not showing up if I'm Wayne. So I say about 35%.
If there was one person who didn't show, it's absolutely going to be Wayne. Mm-hmm. But I will say, if there was ever a chance to get all of them together at once, because we talked about they're not doing no tour. We're like, yo, Wayne calendar is blocked, nigga, until 2026.
Yeah.
Right now. So that's out of the question. Now, this one time, let me pop up in New Orleans for this show. Maybe that there's a possibility. I'm going to say 50% that all four of them show up. And then we can include Manny in that because we know Birdman going to be there.
Yeah.
And no one else cares about anybody else other than the main four and Manny. So it ain't like, I don't know who else would even, it don't matter.
How much would you pay Turk to pull up?
They get free tickets to the Essence Fest. You get free tickets to the Essence Fest, bro. You get the free parking, bro. Like, that's it. Now, for the sake of culture, we need all four. So if he's the last one, which I don't, I mean, he seems to be okay with everybody.
Of course.
You know, respectfully, shout out to Turk. But, you know. We get free tickets to the show, bro.
Oh,
and like a food voucher or something. I don't know.
Oh,
that'll work.
A food voucher is insane. free bowl of jambalaya.
Right.
You can get some gumbo. All right, man. Before we get to these wins and these losses, AB Meg is back in her bag. She got a new series. She's promoting her album. Mm-hmm. Something to do with snakes. She's shedding her old skin and shedding and slithering into something new. So she's been heavy in the snake stuff, but she's doing a Meg Monday where she's going to be jacking beats. This time she started with Gucci Mane's Very Freaky Girl beat. I didn't listen.
Nah, so this was excuse me. I think you like me. Or I think she liked me.
I think she liked me.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha. Which you can never go wrong with. Did you listen, AB? Do you like the idea?
I did listen, and she did a thing on there. This is her pocket as it comes to her flow. That's
perfect for her.
Yeah, and she was snapping on there. She was looking good on the video. If y'all didn't see it, go follow her on Instagram. I got my alerts on. I don't know why you don't. So she sounded good, looked good. I like this. I like the Meg Monday. Since this beef is behind us, this should be good. Monday should be clear now. We shouldn't have any unexpected drops. Since it looks like the beef with her and Nicki is behind her, she can just focus on making good music. This is a great way to lead up to your project. Kanye did this with Good Fridays years ago. You can't go wrong. Owning a day is a very smart idea. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Meg Monday is on point. I'm here for this. And she was snapping.
I'm going to listen. I have not yet. I kind of thought she was past stuff like this, but you did mention that Kanye did it. I forgot about those Freestyle Fridays that he used to do. Is this going to help, bro? Well, has the moment passed?
But no, because she has to get back in the spotlight for music. Okay. Not Claire, not L'Oreal commercials, not Nike deals.
Right.
She needs to get back in for music. So the best way to do that is hop on here, snap on a couple of joints, go ahead and do LA Leakers. Get your little
She needs to get back in her rap bag.
You need to get back in your rap bag. And this is a great way to do it on your own terms.
That's fair.
So I think this is smart.
That's fair. I will check them out. I will be there for them, especially if there are visuals along with them. Give me all the Meg Mondays you can give me.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm anxious to see. I know she's had projects out, but I will be paying attention to this rollout. I will be paying attention to this album. Is it quote unquote her debut album? I want to know how all of that's going to play out.
Yeah.
I want to see how it is going to do. And I want to see how then it's going to do for like Sexy Red and these whole, like the other ladies of the industry. But I definitely want to see how it looks.
That's a fact. Wins and losses, man. Exhibit. He is teasing Pimp My Ride making a comeback. Are you here for the Pimp My Ride redo, rehash?
I remember Pimp My Ride. There was nostalgia. That's an L, though, because I read somewhere. Not only am I not going to watch it because there's too much good TV on, but I read somewhere that they made them pay for that shit. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like they made some of the people pay for that shit.
Maybe taxes.
I don't know what it was, the extent of it. I have to find the article and send it to you, but some of them people were mad.
I ain't paying for no fish tank in my car.
Man, what,
I'd be pissed.
Got me fucked up, nigga.
Nigga, chandelier in my car,
I
took
all this shit out, nigga. I leave this shit here, nigga. Yeah, it was some crazy story I read about the Pimp My Ride behind the scenes, man. So that's a loss for me.
Because you know when you went on like game shows, you got to pay taxes, though. So like
that's different, yeah, from money that I won.
Or like a trip, though. If you win a trip, you got to pay taxes on the trip.
Yeah, and the cars and shit like that. Yeah, but you doing this dumbass shit to my car, nigga.
Yeah, I don't
yeah nah, y'all got me fucked up.
Y'all making millions off commercial Colgate commercials and shit, too. Fuck
I'm
y'all.
Good, nigga.
Next up, man. Win or loss, Amanda Seales was on Club Shay Shay letting it all... like venting to the 10th power. Again, thank you, Cat Williams.
Mm.
And she mentioned a certain rapper that she used to date owes her money, none other than Detroit's own Bodie James. Win or loss for the random Bodie James shout out.
I thought this was a lie when somebody told me about this. We talked about it on this, the mic still on, shout out to Dead End.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought, I was like, man, y'all are not telling me. Like, how do Bodie James even know Amanda Seales?
Yeah,
like, that was crazy, but that somebody did find the bar.
Yeah.
Where he mentioned her in there, and what she said she was paying for with a probation bills, marketing because she believed in a nigga could rap. I think there was, I'm paraphrasing here, but there was something around her quote. So this is funny. If I was Bodie James, I definitely would have made a joke about it because I think he's married now.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, don't quote me, but I think he's married now. So,
yeah.
which even more of a hater of her if he is married now. But yeah, man, who knew that she dated? Like she dated like two or three more rappers.
Pusha T, Lupe. Yeah. That's
the most random assortment of rappers.
Bodie James, Pusha T. First of all, before he was famous, Bodie James, Pusha T and Lupe.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Where she meet Bodie James at?
Man, that's a great ass question. Nigga bagged Amanda Seales. Nigga had to buy his shit. That's a dub. He need to pay her back, though.
That is a dub.
Hey, pay her back. You up now, though, fam.
Give her her money back.
Hey, come on, bro.
You on tour and shit. Give her her money back, bro.
One more, man. Winner or loss, Jim Jones. He's on TMZ fighting two men on a moving escalator in the airport.
This is a win, man, because he worked him.
He even knocked over the nigga that had nothing to do with it.
The nigga that got knocked over the dick had nothing to do with it. He said, help, brother. I was crying. But yeah, man, shout out to that poor guy that fell on the ground and had nothing to do with it. But them boys didn't want nothing. They don't watch Jim Jones videos.
Hey, man.
Ain't nobody trying to wrestle with Jim Jones in the fucking airport. But clearly they didn't know who he was.
Right.
One of the funniest questions I saw was Jim Jones don't have security. Like, what? No, nigga. I'm not shocked Jim Jones didn't have security and was at the airport by himself. That was the least shocking thing to me. The most shocking thing was the dude that was trying to jump on him. Jim Jones, like, dude punch was so weak, he had to ask them niggas, oh, y'all jumping me? Like, he had to verify that these niggas were jumping him. Shout out to Jim Jones, man. That nigga put in some wreck right there. And he followed cordially what the police were saying and showed them that the other dudes were the aggressors. So, shout out to Jimmy, man.
For what, it's an L. How were you this angry at a nigga to get to fighting on an escalator? You're on an escalator for 7 seconds, bro. What could y'all possibly be mad about, dude?
Maybe he stepped on his foot or something.
Man, Jim Jones don't care about his shoes, dude. kind of nigga Air Force One's probably already beat, dude. Like, nigga ain't stunning shoes.
They had the dirty uptowns on.
Hey, come on,
airport.
Man.
Maybe it was a fresh pair for the airport.
Man, stop, dude. Well, how could you be that?
Or it led to that. Like, it had to be something that led to that. Like, they
that's what I want
to
know.
Like, I want to see the 30 seconds before.
And it was like two old white dudes, dude. It
that was foreign. Them was
okay, okay.
Dudes, yeah.
But they dude
was,
in the
they
front,
was, they was white. They was like Russian or some shit. The dude that fell.
Dude in the front that fell. First of all, he was elderly.
It was an old
So dude. I know that hurt, dude. He ain't had nothing to do with none of that. That little whiplash. His body's sore right now.
Medical attention, man. Damn, boy. Jim Jones worked other dude with the... That nigga backpack didn't even come off, bro. Working a nigga with your backpack on is crazy. That's crazy.
Hey, y'all,
bro.
Please don't get to fight in the airport, man, because you got to move around out here in life. And if you get put on a do not fly list, on a no fly list.
That's a federal charge.
Too. Hey, man, please don't get arrested in the goddamn airport.
I'm on my best behavior on airports and planes, bro. I cannot understand when I see these videos how people be wilding.
I don't get
in airports or on planes, bro. Just get me out of here. Get me to my destination.
Put your headphones on, dude. Bro. Listen to that Andre Flute album if you got to chill.
Get me to my destination, bro. Don't ask me no weird ass questions. Like, just let
Facts.
Me be over
I don't
here
want
by
no
myself.
Smoke with nobody in the airport.
Nothing,
dude.
Bro.
I can't not fly. Man, it's too important to the real nigga,
Facts,
dog.
Man.
Stop. On deck of the week, man, we're going to YouTube. Some great engagement on the YouTube this week. Shout out to Loco Swag 88. He says, Spike hate DaBaby like K-Dot hate Drake. That's pretty accurate.
That's hilarious.
Shout out to, what did it say? I can't say, I got to zoom in. But he said, big up Spike Lou. Good to see my boy Nick. Highly missed on FPS. Shout out to Frames Per Second. Another one. Rumors were going around that Chris Brown bought Quavo's ticket so no one would show up.
Damn.
Maybe some truth in those details. And one more shout out to y'all for coming back with the emergency recording for the second half. Love hearing y'all thoughts. Of course, Kendrick dropped the song after we stopped. So we had to hop back on and re-record a little bit, man. So shout out to Nick for being on that episode. What you got to put me on this week, man?
My put on
Epstein
is...
Epstein documentary?
The new Drake doc, Raiding the Embassy.
Nickelodeon scandal shit.
The embassy is in shambles. The Drake fall off, 30 for 30. Now, for me, man, it's a Netflix new series starring Jeff Daniels, executive produced by... I had her name just until fucking right. Regina King.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Put some respect on her name.
Yeah, no, I'm so disappointed in myself when I did that. But yeah, A Man in Full, check that out. I'm 3 episodes in, and okay. It's super solid. Super solid. Based here in Atlanta, so there's some dope shit.
My put on, I talked about this earlier, new music that came out, but that's not new. Shout out to Fabulous. Man, the Soul Tape 1, 2, and 3 is on streaming sites right now as we speak. Run, don't walk.
I spent some time listening to them, definitely.
I needed that palate cleanse after all this beef pause. And so thankfully, I was running through. I gotta finish 2 and then get on 3, but
yeah, I'm on 2.
That shit took it took me
took
back.
Me back nostalgia.
God damn, he cooked that shit.
R.I.P. to Troy Ave, man.
Damn.
His career.
Ah, okay. Jesus.
R.I.P. his career, man. That nigga was going to be a star.
Yeah, potential, boy. Yeah. He laced that Soul Tape, too.
Yeah.
Anything else, man, before we get out of here?
That's it, man. Shout out to everybody that tapped in and enjoyed that beef, man. Shout out to Dead End for opening up studio space for us, letting us get it in because we had to do this in person.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Shout out to you. Shout out to Drake for winning the beef. Undefeated, man.
I told you, Ken.
OVO AB, man. That's who I am this week. That's who I am from here on out. YouTube.com/OnDeckTV Show, man. Leave a comment. We appreciate y'all. We out.
Pick your mans up off the ground.